G'day, Trevor.
Yes.
Phil Haley from Triple H FM.
Phil, how are you, mate?
Not too bad. Just telling everybody that years and years ago, you and I used to sit next to each other and probably line up for the strap at St Patrick's College in Launceston, Tasmania.
We did get a bit of that, didn't we?
We certainly did. Certainly did. But the world's moved on, and you certainly have had an interesting period of time. And when you're down here in Sydney, or I'm up there in Brisbane, we'll have to sit down and have an alcoholic beverage or two and talk about.
Yeah, one or two Bogues, mate.
Well, that's what's in my fridge. I promise you, that is what's in my fridge. Bogues Premium. And actually, I had some guys doing some work around the house the other day, and they were looking very tired in the heat. And I got the Bogues out, and they said, "This is damn good beer. We've never had this before." And I said, "Well, there you go. That's what comes from Tasmania."
That's it.
So you run a couple of charities, which is why I'm talking to you now. And if we can tell our listeners about them. So these are charities for veterans and legacy.
What happens, I'm the secretary of an organisation called the Rad School Association. Now, that was formed back in 99, 26 or so years ago. And that represents the men and women that were trained by the Air Force in electronics. We're all sort of avionics technicians. Now, if we thought, we've been raising funds all the way along the line. About 5 or 6 years ago, we thought, why don't we sort of do this little event where we can hop on motor scooters and go from Brisbane to Townsville, and in the meantime, raise a bunch of money for legacy and also for homeless veterans.
So your background is in radio technology.
Yes, correct.
With the Air Force, right. You also did air traffic controlling, didn't you?
Yeah, that was after. I got out of the RAF, mate, in 71 and joined, it was called DCA back in those days.
That's right.
And joined DCA and spent 7 or 8 years up in PNG.
But sorry to interrupt you, we're talking about the motor scooters that you race around the world in.
So the little scooters, they're 110cc, mate. They're really big, powerful things. You know, but you sort of got to put your legs out and push them a little bit when you go up a hill. But no, they're pretty good.
Okay, so how does this work? If you want people to donate money and so forth, you've got this charity ride. How does that operate?
We operate in three states. We do New South Wales in March this year. We're doing Queensland in August, and we're doing Victoria in November. But the New South Wales event, we've got a major fundraiser happening at Mount Panorama on the 29th of March. And that is, we're inviting the public to come along and join us and to walk the circuit. Now, that'll start about 8:30 in the morning, and we're asking if people could make a $50 donation, which is tax deductible. And all those funds will go to Legacy and to the Air Force Association, which has got the program for homeless veterans.
There is a little bit of a problem at the moment. Let's hope it's sorted out. But the Great Western Highway, which is not so great, is actually completely unusable because of a convict bridge, which has been there since the convict days. Why the hell it's never been upgraded by the various governments who we've had, but it hasn't been. And it is out of operation. But you can get there by using the Bells Line of Road, which means traffic will probably be a little bit tricky because that is not a really good road. But anyway, you can get over there. So you get over there, so what do? You come and find you guys?
Yeah, well, actually, it's probably if they come for the weekend. On the Saturday, there's a big bike show happening up there. There's, be 100 or 200 motorcycles in the main street all lined up. So I think it's going to be a bit of a weekend in Bathurst, probably worth going. But we'll be involved in that. We'll have a stand there to collect donations. And then if people just come up on the Sunday morning, if they can get there by 7:30, we'll register everybody, but tell them what's happening, where to go and what to do. And after that, Woolworths have decided they'll give us a hand and put on a big barbecue.
Well, that's pretty good. The funds that you raise, they go to veterans who find themselves in very difficult, and also the families of veterans who find themselves in difficult situations, even people who are veterans who are now homeless.
Correct, mate. Yeah, and there's too many of them. They say there's about 6,000 vets at the moment that are potentially homeless.
That's a disgrace. That's an absolute disgrace. And any politician who is aware of that and not doing anything about it is an absolute disgrace to this country. There are people who've put their lives on the line or prepared to put their lives on the line, and now they're homeless. That is just not on. It would never happen in the United States. I know that the way in which they treat their veterans is completely different from the way in which we do.
Yeah, it's you know, there's a lot of reasons for it. You know, some people have got, you know, they end up with PTSD or depression or anxiety or something after their service if they've been overseas. Some find it very difficult to go into civil life after the Air Force or after the ADF, really, or the Army, probably more than what the Air Force does.
Yeah, so we really do need to support them and raise as much money as we can for them. So, Bathurst, what were those dates again?
The bike show is the 28th of March, which is a Saturday, but the Walk for Veterans is the 29th of March.
So the whole weekend.
The whole weekend, Sunday morning. Yeah. And there's plenty of accommodation up there. There's, you know, they look after about, you know, 60,000-70,000 people when the big race is on, so people won't have any trouble at all getting accommodation.
They'd be happy
a good weekend.
They'd be happy to have you. So you have a website and so people can contact you for information and bookings and so forth?
Yes, yeah. The website is scootaville.org.au, and that's Scootaville spelled Scootaville, and then org.au, scootaville.org.au. And there's a link there for donations. If people can't make it for the weekend but would like to help us, we'd really appreciate that. All donations are tax deductible. We'll issue a receipt, of course. And there's also a link there to the Walk for Veterans event, which will show them what it's all about, when and why.
Well, that's great. That's really fantastic. Well, I was not particularly great scholar at the school that we were at. Didn't shine. There were a couple of my mates and your mates who certainly did shine and went on to other things. But you, when you left school, you after a few jobs here and there, you joined the Air Force. Whereabouts did you go in the Air Force?
Mate, I started off at Edinburgh over in Adelaide. You do your recruit training over there. That was a 90-day job. And then I went down to Laverton, which is...
Victoria?
Victoria, west of Melbourne.
Can't be lucky all the time.
Actually, it was quite good. That's where we learned our trade. We're all sort of... it was called radio techs in those days, but today I think it's avionics technicians. And then I was posted up to Richmond, which is just out of Sydney.
Yeah, not far from here.
Yeah, I worked on the caribous there, and then I went to Vietnam with the caribous, and then came back and worked on the Herks for a while, and then I left the Air Force after my 6 years in 71.
Wow, that's and you were in Papua New Guinea for a while too.
I was, yeah, that's when I joined DCA. I'd been up there with the Air Force. We used to send the caribous up there to do a 3 month training run before they went to Vietnam, because you know the terrain and everything is much the same as Vietnam. And I'd been there, and when the job came up while I was working in Sydney, in air traffic, I put my name down because I knew how great the place was, and I got it. So it was a 2-year posting. I stayed 8.
Fantastic. Well, look, if any of your mates who are into radio electronics or avionics want to come and volunteer with Triple H, we can always use someone to find out where all these wires go that I have no idea where they go. There's a lot of switches on here with reds and blues and orange lights on them. I know some of them, but Callum, who normally isn't here, he's actually gone off with the fire guys. He actually helps me run all this show. Well, look, it's really great to talk to you once again. We'll certainly get together, and thank you very much. And if you guys want any more publicity, give us a call and we can certainly put this on air. We're here to serve the community. So, Trev, thank you very much for coming on air, and this one's is for you.